The moment a body is found, the clock starts ticking, 48 hours before the trail goes cold. From A&E and Crime House, this is the official podcast from the famous true crime series, The First 48. I'm Carter Roy. Every Thursday, I revisit a landmark homicide investigation in depth with long-form storytelling built for your ears. Listen to and follow The First 48 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. Each week on Clues, we highlight a different person who has gone missing. Someone with a story, a family, and a community still hoping for any answers. Let's revisit those cases and hopefully get the word out even more, especially because of listeners like you. Please go over to our Clues podcast socials, and there are posters you can share on your stories, and let's really spread the word.
This week, we're going to highlight Daniel Lee Neuvel. Daniel's been missing since August 1st of 2002. He went missing in New London, Minnesota. He is described as being male, white. He would be 41 today, born in 1984. He was 18 years old at the time of his disappearance, and he was about 5'8 or 5'9 and 135 to 145 pounds. Daniel was last seen leaving a party in New London, Minnesota in the early morning hours of August 1st. He decided to go to another residence about a mile or two away. He was offered a ride there but refused. He never arrived at the other address and has never been heard from again. Although his father says he informed the police about his son's disappearance within 10 days, no missing persons report was filed for a month and a half. His parents believed that he was met with foul play. They stated that he sometimes got into trouble but didn't instigate it. Instead, he just hung around with the wrong people. His case remains unsolved, and we know that he was wearing a light-colored shirt and dark-colored full-length pants at the time of his disappearance. Today, we wanted to highlight the case of Brianna Maitland. This was submitted by one of you guys on Spotify. Brianna was born on October 8th, 1986. She was age 17 when she disappeared on March 19th, 2004. She is described as having brown hair, hazel eyes. She's 5'4" and was 105 pounds at the time of disappearance. She also has a scar on her forehead near her left eyebrow. The left nostril of her nose is pierced, and at the time of her disappearance, she usually wore a nose stud in it.
Brianna was last seen completing her shift at a restaurant in Montgomery, Vermont, a small town near the Canadian border. She left the restaurant in a green 1985 Oldsmobile 88, which was later located backed into the side of an abandoned barn about a mile away from the restaurant. The FBI is offering a reward of up to $40,000 for information leading to the recovery of Brianna. If you have any information concerning this case, please contact the FBI's toll-free tip line at 1-800-CALL-FBI or the Vermont State Police tip line at 1-844-84-V-TIPS. The missing person we're highlighting this week is Kaylee Goodwin. Kaylee was reported missing on April 22nd, 2024, after her mother received a call from an unknown male demanding money via Cash App. Kaylee Goodwin is described as 29 years old, 120 pounds, 5 feet 4 inches. She has brown hair, blue eyes, her hair is long. Detectives have been working tirelessly to locate Kaylee, who was last seen on April 21st, 2024, in Houston, Texas. She was last seen at approximately 7 p.m., leaving an apartment on the 3100 block of Decker in a vehicle with an unknown male. Through their investigation, detectives were able to identify the vehicle that was tied to the Cash App account and traced it to 39-year-old Quan Flowers. With the help of the Houston Police Department, Flowers was located and arrested. Quan Sergio Flowers is 39, and he was already jailed in Houston and charged with murder in the shooting death of a 24-year-old named Megan Rouse. When Kaylee's mother, Casey Richardson, got a call from the men demanding $600 via Cash App, she said she could hear her daughter crying for help and saying she was getting beat up. Baytown Police Chief John Stringer has urged anyone with the information, no matter how insignificant it might seem, to come forward. Tips can be reported to Baytown Crime Stoppers at 281-427-8477 or to the Crime Stoppers website. Stringer has said that your tip could be the key to finding her. The case we're highlighting this week is that of Dulce Maria Alvarez. Dulce was 5 and was last seen on Monday, September 16th, 2019. She was playing at Bridgeton City Park behind Bridgeton High School in Bridgeton, New Jersey. She was last seen playing near the playground while her mother was nearby. Abduction is being suspected as the primary theory. She was last seen wearing a yellow shirt with a koala on the front, black and white pants with butterflies and flowers on them, and white dress sandals. She had long brown hair, brown eyes, was approximately 3 feet tall, female, Hispanic. Some witnesses say that Dulce was reportedly seen walking towards a red van with a man. The FBI is offering a reward of up to $5,000 for information that leads to the whereabouts of Dulce Maria Alvarez. Additional reward money may be available. If you have any information concerning this case, please contact the FBI's toll-free tip line at 1-800-CALL-FBI and select option 4, then option 8. You can also text your information to TIP411, subtext Bridgeton. This week, we are highlighting Amina and Bilal Kandil. The FBI Norfolk Field Office is asking for the public's assistance in locating Amina and Bilal Kandil, missing from James City County, Virginia, since August 29, 2014. At the time of their disappearance, Amina was 10 and Bilal was 8 years old. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children released these age-progressed photos displayed here. The children were last seen on August 30, 2014, in the company of their father, Ahmed Abdullah Taha Kandil, leaving the United States on a flight from John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York. They were bound for Ukraine and Turkey. The children may be living in the Alexandria, Cairo, or Giza areas of Egypt. They may also be residing in Hatay region of Turkey. Amina is described as a white female with blue eyes and brown hair. She's approximately 5'2 and weighed 82 pounds. Amina was born September 1st, 2003 in Augusta, Georgia. Bilal is described as a white male with blue eyes and blonde hair. At the time of his disappearance, he was approximately 4 feet 5 inches tall and weighed approximately 55 pounds. Bilal was born on January 4th, 2006 in Augusta, Georgia. Their father, Ahmed Kandil, is described as a 46-year-old male with brown hair and green eyes. He's 6 feet tall and weighs approximately 170 to 180. He's a naturalized U.S. citizen with dual Egyptian citizenship. If you have any information about the location of Amina and Bilal, please contact the FBI Norfolk Field Office at 757-455-0100 or tips.fbi.gov. Or you can contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-843-5678. You can also contact your local FBI office or the nearest American embassy or consulate.
Their stories continue beyond this episode.
So please, again, continue to share and amplify these cases and leave any that you want us to cover in the comments. We are picking a lot of our cases now thanks to you guys, listeners, commenting on those that are close to your community.
Thank you so much for being a part of this community, and you can tune into Clues every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts, where we cover a new missing person every week.
Every week, we dive into the pieces, both hidden and obvious, behind some of the biggest true crime cases. Subscribe to Clues Pod with Morgan Absher and Kaylin Moore on YouTube.
And remember, every clue counts.
The moment a body is found, the clock starts ticking, 48 hours before the trail goes cold. From A&E and Crime House, this is the official podcast from the famous true crime series, The First 48. I'm Carter Roy. Every Thursday, I revisit a landmark homicide investigation in depth with long-form storytelling built for your ears. Listen to and follow The First 48 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts.